This recording, Latin and Greek, from Brian Friel's translations, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
Ton de mebete peta tha a glauk opis Athene. But the grey-eyed goddess Athene then replied to him, Alla hekelos histai, en atre ida o domois. But he sits at ease in the halls of the sons of Athens. Os aremin pamene, rabdio epemasa tatene. As she spoke, Athene touched him with her wand. Knud zosen de hoi osse. She dimmed his eyes. Glauk opis Athene, flashing-eyed Athene. Autor her ek limenos prosebe, but he went forth from the harbor. Hohoi biotoio malista. He cared very much for his substance. Theos, a god. Thea, a goddess. Baptizein, to dip or immerse. Another pronunciation of the Zeta would have it this way. Baptisdein, to dip or immerse. Aplestos pithos, unfillable cask. Ae, always. Endogamein, to marry within the tribe. Exogamein, to marry outside the tribe. The longer phrases or lines that come at the beginning are dactylic hexameter. And I would think that these people would have really brought out the meter. So I'm going to read those again, this time really emphasizing the meter in kind of an artificial way. Ton de me bete peta the aglauk opis Athene. Alla hekelos hestai en atre ida o domois. Hos auramin famene rabdo epemas at Athene. Getting the meter. The meter is quantitative. It depends on the length of the syllable, just like music. And I'm suppressing the word accents, which were tone accents, because that's probably what was done when this was read metrically. Esne fatigata, are you tired? Sum fatigatissima, I am very tired. Ignari, stulti, rustici, ignoramuses, fools, peasants. Responde, responde, answer, answer. Nigra feret presso pinguis sub vomere terra. Land that is black and rich beneath the pressure of the plow. That is also a dactylic hexameter. That would be from Virgil's Georgics. It's an imitation of the Greek meter. Cui putre, crumbly soil. Adsum, I am present. Sobrietate perfecta, with complete sobriety. Sobrius, sober. Ave, hail. I'll bet it was ave. Baptisterium, a cold bath. Gratias tibiago, I thank you. Studia, studies. Perambulare, to walk through. Verecundus, shamefaced, modest. Conjugo, I join together. Acquiesco, acquiescere, to rest. Procede, proceed. Silentium, silence. Diverto, divertere, to turn away. Jacobe, quid agis? James, how are you? Festinate, hurry. Gario vos hic adesse, welcome. None Latine loquitur, does he not speak Latin? Opus honestum, an honorable task. Quantum vis cursum longum fesumque morator? Quantum vis cursum longum fesumque morator sol sacro tandem carmine vesperadest. Again, metrically, with the V's as V's. Quantum vis cursum longum fesumque morator sol sacro tandem carmine vesper adest. Elegiac couplet. No matter how long the sun delays on his long weary course, at length evening comes with its sacred song. Expeditio, an expedition. Tu es centurio in exercitu Britannico. You're a centurion in the British army. Et es in castris quae sunt in agro. And you are in the camp in the field. Ignari, stulti, rustici. Ignoramus est, fools, peasants. Domus lugubris, house of mourning. Infelix, unlucky. Barbarus hic ego sum, quia non intelligor uldi. I am a barbarian here because I am not understood by anyone. That too is dactylic hexameter. Barbarus hic ego sum, quia non intelligor uldi. Then procede, or procede, edictum imperatoris, desiderium nostrorum, pietas, semper, per omnia saecula, always, for all time. Urbs antiqua fuit. There was an ancient city. Late regem belloque superbum. Kings, it's a mistranslation here, by the way, kings of broad realms and proud in war. Well, the advice, I wouldn't worry about speed, actually. I would just roll the sounds around in the mouth. I would go over the top with it. And you know what we tell our students is don't worry so much about pronunciation because it's different in all periods. And I would say that in Ireland in 1830, you probably had three or four pronunciations, you know, depending on what school you went to or, you know, something like that, or what idiosyncratic professor you studied under. So I wouldn't worry so much about it.